This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various development projects worth over 5,500 crore rupees at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, a short while ago. The projects cover key sectors including urban development, infrastructure, water resource management, healthcare and revenue services. We now go live to listen to the Prime Minister's address in Gandhinagar.
और इसलिए 2030 में जब गुजरात के 75 वर्ष होंगे, मैं समझता हूं कि हमने अभी से 30 में होंगे ना, नहीं 35 में जब गुजरात के 75 वर्ष होंगे, हमने अभी से नेक्स्ट 10 ईयर का पहले एक प्लान बनाना चाहिए कि जब गुजरात के 75 होंगे तब गुजरात यहां पहुंचेगा, उद्योग में यहां होगा, खेती में यहां होगा, शिक्षा में यहां होगा, खेलकूद में यहां होगा। हमें एक संकल्प ले लेना चाहिए और जब गुजरात 75 का हो, उसके एक साल के बाद जो ओलंपिक होने वाला है, देश चाहता है कि वो ओलंपिक हिंदुस्तान में हो।
Earlier, the Prime Minister held a roadshow in Gandhinagar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft AMCA program execution model. The model aims to enhance India's indigenous defence capabilities and foster a robust domestic aerospace industrial ecosystem. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said the execution model approach provides equal opportunities to both private and public sectors on a competitive basis. It stated that the entity or bidder should be an Indian company compliant with the laws and regulations of the country. India continued to expose Pakistan's support to terrorism globally, with multi-party delegations visiting various countries and spreading New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism. The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor visited South American country Guyana. Briefing media, Dr. Tharoor said, Guyana has extended support for India's right to defend itself from terrorist attacks and to respond effectively. A multi-party Indian parliamentary delegation led by Supriya Sule, Member of Parliament, concluded its official visit to Qatar. The visit marked the first leg of the delegation's four-nation tour undertaken in the wake of the April 22nd terrorist attack in Pahalgam and India's subsequent response by Operation Sindoor. During their two-day visit, the delegation held high-level discussions with senior Qatari officials, including Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Minister of State for Interior Affairs and Deputy Speaker of the Shura Council. The Election Commission has announced the schedule for the biennial elections for the 8 Rajya Sabha seats, including 6 seats from Tamil Nadu and 2 seats from Assam. According to the Commission, the notification will be issued on the 2nd of next month and polling will be held on the 19th of June. Counting of votes will take place on the same day. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy rain and thunderstorms in 9 districts of Maharashtra, including Mumbai. The state government has appealed to citizens to adhere to weather advisories and avoid venturing out unless necessary. Our correspondent reports on the first day of the monsoon's onset in Mumbai yesterday. The city recorded its highest rainfall in 107 years, residents faced difficulties due to heavy waterlogging, traffic congestion and disruptions in the suburban train services. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest losses but were off days low, swiftly recovering from the sell-off seen in early trade today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.